Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Time for Tech Talk. Joining us is Wong Kai Yee. He is a Business Times tech contributor. In recent months, there's been talk of regulating or even breaking up Amazon.com. That talk has moved from the political fringes to the mainstream of the U.S. In early March, U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren made the case that Amazon, Google, and Facebook, in her opinion, have amassed an alarming concentration of power. She argues for a structural change to the tech industry, citing democracy and competitiveness. Okay, Kai, some figures in regarding Amazon's reach across certain industries. We know it's the biggest store on earth, but give us a breakdown.
Well, you're going to be sitting down for this. Amazon's reach literally knows no bounds. They are everywhere from cloud computing all the way to online apparel. As if we didn't already know this, right? I mean, whatever you can buy online, you can just say, oh, hey, go to Amazon. It's there.
Yeah.
So that's where we start off. E-commerce, $234.61 billion in sales in 2018, followed by the second largest, cloud computing. So cloud computing is one of the major sort of growth drivers that Amazon is looking at, $25.6 billion in revenue. Groceries, so we all know they bought Whole Foods, that chain in the US, $25.4 billion in sales in groceries. Online apparel, guess how much? $24.61 billion.
Ooh. Is that all?
Oh, no, no way. not by a long shot. Consumables, so I'm assuming that's about everything else. $23.6 billion.
Goodness.
Smart speakers. So we're looking at the Amazon Alexa smart speakers and all that. 24 million units sold. And they have 100 million Prime members, which as a percentage, they are just behind Netflix in paying membership.
Yeah, okay. So here's an example of their reach. I was just sitting down with a bunch of women. And they were new to Singapore, okay?
Right.
And somebody said, oh, I need to buy one of those external storage disks.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go?
Mm.
And then before I could say, you know, you could just go to Challenger around the corner, 40 minutes, you'll find an external hard disk. Somebody said, oh, Amazon Prime, just order it. It'll be here before dinner is over.
Exactly.
It'll be here in 2 hours.
Amazon Prime is still the only service in Singapore that offers that. Mm. I actually had a similar need. Well, not a need. Let's not put it this way. Needs, want. But I can't remember exactly what it was. I was thinking to myself on a Sunday, I think I need this.
Uh-huh.
I think I'll just buy it. I'll just go on Amazon Prime and get it because that's the quickest delivery.
And is it really fast?
You know, you have like a 2 hour delivery window, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And literally within 2 hours, boom.
Goodness.
At your doorstep.
Goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I also know, Kai, that in cloud computing, I mean, Amazon is known to be like the largest player. I mean, do you have numbers to tell us more?
Yeah, exactly. So cloud computing, like I said, is one of Amazon's biggest growth drivers.
Mm-hmm.
They have come from nowhere to take a significant lead over the industry. So Amazon, as of 2018, has 32% of the market cornered.
Ooh.
And in comparison, its second biggest competitor, Microsoft, with its Azure cloud service, holds 17%.
Are there any areas, Kai, that Amazon is not the largest player in?
I don't know, really. Just think about anything. Well, maybe, okay, content delivery, let's say, for example.
Mm.
Maybe they don't have the sort of pervasiveness that Netflix has, you know, like, hey, when you have the latest TV series or the latest movie...
It's not Prime Video that I'm going to.
Do you say, hey, go watch it on Amazon Prime?
Sure.
Or
Apple
you say
TV.
Apple TV, or you say Netflix it,
sure.
You know?
Yes.
Sure.
So maybe in that space, perhaps.
Mm.
But I'm grasping at straws, really. Amazon has got everything down pat.
Where you can buy metal straws as well.
Exactly.
You know, and the EU is going to phase out plastic straws,
exactly.
So that's going to be a big...
Yeah, I'm ahead of that curve. I got a metal straw some time ago.
You have it already.
I am environmentally friendly.
Yeah. Okay. Online merchant Lazada, which is owned by Alibaba, wants to boost its financial services business in a bid to gain an edge in Southeast Asia's competitive online retail market. A company's CEO said this. So what is the company aiming to achieve by going to the financial services space?
So we're going from a relatively massive player to a small minnow, so to speak. But nevertheless, still important in this part of the world. So Lazada actually wants to look at going into sort of financial services. And Pierre Poignon, the CEO, says that financial services could become a big part of the company's future as the firm looks to place more resources there. So Lazada, which turned 7 on Wednesday, that's why they have all these sales, you know.
Yep.
So they operate in an electronic wallet that lets people buy and sell products on its platform. But the CEO is thinking of expanding that range. So he's looking at maybe getting the data from loans, you know, customer loans, so that they can sort of, you know, expand their offerings. And I think definitely for them, trade financing is part of their outlook. So trade financing takes place between exporters, you know, who seek payments for their goods, and importers. So I think for Lazada, it's kind of mirroring what its parent Alibaba is trying to do. So Alibaba has Alipay, and I think Lazada is sort of cottoning onto that. You know, hey, it's a good space to be in.
Yeah, yeah. Moving on to Apple, we've heard it apologize quite a bit over the past couple of years, whether it's batteries that run down way sooner than consumers admit.
Oh, yeah, for
or
sure.
Or MacBook keyboards. Apparently, Apple apologizing for the failure of these keyboards, though it's maintaining the vast majority of consumers have no problems with it. Somebody should tell Apple that's a false apology. You don't say, we're sorry. But actually, people don't have problems with it, but we're sorry.
It's a small subsection of our customers. Okay. Not many people are complaining.
So what is it about these keyboards that some customers are not happy with?
So I actually have personal experience with this. My old MacBook, which is why I've switched brands. I'm not going to say which brand. Mm. So my old MacBook actually had that problem. So I think a little bit of dirt got stuck underneath, I think, the A key. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So my A key never actually worked. I pressed down on my A key and it either registered one or two strokes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
From the get-go? From the time you bought it?
No, I mean...
over time?
It was about a year after I bought it. And some dirt had got underneath the keyboard. And it never really worked the same way after that. So I was like trying every way to try and, you know, get that piece of dirt out. So online, I was reading this really interesting guide. Apparently, if you turn the keyboard at like 45 degrees and you blow sort of compressed air into it, and apparently it sort of gets that dirt out. Something like that.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Did
and that guide, if I'm not wrong, correct me, people can correct me if I'm wrong, it was from Apple themselves.
Oh, wow. But did it work for you?
It worked temporarily, mm-hmm. but then the problem came back. So I have no idea what's under that A key, and I'm not about to break my keyboard to find out.
So with all this happening, has Apple tried to remedy the problem?
So Apple has... So my keyboard was, I think, the second generation or first generation, I can't remember. So Apple actually quietly released a third generation keyboard that had a little membrane underneath to sort of keep dirt out. So Apple never really telegraphed this change as being in response to customer complaints, but it actually, you know, I mean, if you put two and two together, it really was, because people were complaining that, hey, just a little bit of dirt gets underneath my keyboard and boom, your A key is not working anymore.
Thanks. Gosh. A lot of people listening now turning their keyboards 45 degrees.
45 degrees.
Trying
45 degrees to the left, turn it downwards and blow compressed air into it. You might be able to get that out somehow.
Nice tech tip. Okay, you have a tidbit for us about Amazon.
So back to Amazon for a little bit. Did you know what they were originally supposed to be called?
You can't think that far back.
Yeah, tell us.
So Amazon was originally supposed to be called Kadabra, as in Abracadabra. Yeah.
Kadabra.
Yeah, Kadabra, right. So that was when Bezos was obviously, you know, on his in his early days trying to set up Amazon and all that. So he told his lawyer what he wanted to name the company. So he said Kadabra. And immediately the lawyer said no.
Why?
Because Kadabra, if you tell someone that word over the phone or even just in person, they're going to mistake it for the word cadaver.
Yeah.
Oh. And you're not going to kill your company, literally, from the get-go.
Kadabra, okay. Makes sense.
Kadabra, cadaver, you know, it's going to get lost in translation. So I think he and his lawyer sort of came up with Amazon, you know, they're going to encompass everything from A to Z. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure they never knew how big that company could become.
Mm. And that it would live up to its name.
It would actually live up to its name, the Amazon. Yeah.
Incredible. Okay. Well, thanks so much for being here with us. As always, he's tech contributor for the Business Times, Wong Kai.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.